on today's show. The cigar bar of your nightmares. Plus, I've got the EUC rider that got yelled at just for being himself. That's me. That happened. Get off my lawn. Story of a lifetime here. You're not going to believe this, and I want to ask the question, what is going wrong in this person's life? I've got Maddie Potts across the land. I've got Maddie LaBelle across the way. We might even get Hot Mess Kim in here just because we can. All for you right here on Looch Dog in the Morning. So strap it on, folks. Right here from TTR Studios. Welcome back, folks. Let's do the damn thing. Thanks for joining us on another Wednesday morning, hanging out with you guys bright and early as always. Very grateful for his time. He woke up early for you. His name is Daddy Potts. What's up, man?
Greetings and salutations. Hello, everyone.
We're just glad to have you here. Thanks for joining us on another morning as always. Belly, what's going on, man? You got up early for us. We appreciate you.
Not that early.
Well, not as early as Potts. Tell you what, what's up with my camera? I don't look very clear right now.
Got me. I don't know what's going on.
All right, I'm going to go focus the camera.
Streams are feeling great.
Stream feels good. I feel like we need a focusing. All right, well, welcome to the show, everybody. How we doing?
That's looking good.
I'm always looking good, Belle. You know that.
I'm looking good.
Yeah, as he always is.
Potts is looking fantastic
with his brand new haircut.
I feel like
hello
my
there.
Head looks big.
What's that?
Hey, big head, big brain,
like
my friend.
Head looks big.
Your head always looks big. It is huge. It's massive. It's that ego of yours.
Big head, big brain.
All right, let's get to the show. All right, let's do this thing. Are you gonna focus it? Yeah. All right. We're all in a mood today. I feel like we're in a mood today, and when that happens, you don't hide it. You go with it. You steer right into the mood that it is. This is how we focus our camera. Belly brings the hand in. And boom, there it is. Actually, that helps.
Some real tech work right there.
Yeah. So welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging out and joining us in the social media lounge. We are serving this morning what, Matty Potts?
Breakfast burritos with hot sauce, of course, because that's the only way to eat them. I don't eat them because I don't eat carbs, so I can't have the tortillas, but you assholes can enjoy it.
I showed up to a golf tournament that was paid for. I didn't have to put a dollar in. One of our best friends, Coach Reed, friend of the show, former co-host.
Former OG, current OG.
He invited me. Every year in October, his work does this like golf tournament, which are usually fun. I like when there's a reason to like compete in golf.
Because I think you like competition in general.
I'm
right?
a competitive person, but Belly, when do you ever get to compete in golf? Like you never get an actual.
Every time I'm out there. I'm trying to beat the three other people I'm playing with. Come on.
Oh, for sure. Like, that's fine. But when you have to like keep track of your strokes.
Your problem is you played alone too many times with that and that one when you had that membership. You lost your competitive drive for golf.
He's right. I bought a membership to a club that was right down my house. I could play for free whenever. Well, not for free. It was like $125 a month or something. It was fairly reasonable. And I was like, okay.
That's not reasonable.
$125 a month? Are you kidding?
Doesn't sound reasonable.
I mean, if you go more than three times in that month, I guess that's true.
Which you're going to do. Potts, can you turn your microphone up a little bit on your end? Can you just turn your volume up a little bit? Is he frozen? Oh, boy. That was a good start.
I don't know what's going on today.
All right. So we'll get him back in a second here. Anyway, yeah. So what's going on is my buddy is, he does this tournament every year. And as he's doing that, he's like, yo, can you make it? And I'm like, oh, dude, this is the same week as Float Life Fest. I can't. I don't know what day I'm supposed to go down there. There's just, it's all up in the air. I can't right now. And so I bailed on it. And he said, that's fine, man. I'll get somebody to go with me. And then he reached out to me and said, hey, what's going on? You know, are you still leaving Float Life Fest this week? And I said, man, some things have come up and it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to go. And he said, well, then come with me. My partner just bailed on me.
Yeah.
So you get a free round of golf. You already paid for it. You don't have to do anything. You just show up. It's 8 a.m. You got to be there by like 7:30.
Your only problem was you also came home. I was home Sunday night, and you didn't get home till like 11:30.
And then we hung out for like another hour because, I mean, it's just good time. And you just don't want to go to bed.
I was catching you up on the weekend.
Yeah, and I don't want to just go to bed.
I was gone all weekend.
We haven't seen each other.
It was fun. The wedding was great. And then you you had your stuff going on over the weekend, your gigs.
Four gigs in a row.
Yep.
So let's get Potts back in here. What's going on? Let's see what happens when you click that. What are you saying?
What about, tell me about your gig on Friday. I'm kind of curious.
Well, I wanted to tell you what happened at the golf course.
Oh, yeah, golf course.
So I wanted to be nice and buy breakfast for my friend.
We told him to turn up his mic and we totally screw him up.
I know, whatever. We'll get him back. So I wanted to buy breakfast for my buddy, Coach Reed, who invited me for this free round of golf. I went to, I'm like, oh man, I'm up early enough for once for McDonald's breakfast. I'm getting it. And so I go to get it. I get two bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits.
I have some interesting news for you, my friend.
What?
Don't tell me bad news. McDonald's serves 24-hour breakfast now.
Yeah, but not the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits like I like. They don't do those. They won't do biscuits all day.
It won't do biscuits all day.
It will not do. Apparently, biscuits are a high cost to maintain. I know this because I interviewed the manager of Carl's Jr., right? Is that it?
Good old Carl's Jr.
Yeah, when I was out in Colorado, we had I was doing a morning show, and I started a segment called Who's Cooking Breakfast? Completely self-serving. I just wanted somebody from the town to bring me breakfast every morning. But boy, do you think that station loved it? Yeah, you bet. Because every single morning we had somebody, a new like restaurant coming and bringing us catered breakfast for free. Just to come on my show and be like, yeah, this is our breakfast. This is what we're having. Yeah. That's why I always say, what are we serving in the social media lounge today? Like that actually comes from something that I used to do. However.
No, we're good.
No, you're very good. When we had Carl's Jr. on, they told us that they are able to make biscuits all day. And I said, why can you do that and nobody else does? And he said, we've got a certain way we do it that allows us to keep our costs down. Other restaurants like McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, all of them, they don't, there's, it's just too, it's not cost effective enough to make biscuits all day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, is that why they're so fucking amazing? Tastes like hard butter.
Hard?
It tastes like butter? It's crunchy butter, Belly.
I'm sorry.
Crunchy butter nuts.
I mean, yeah, butter's great and everything, but like, I ain't going around chewing on butter sticks.
Mm. Oh, if it's crunchy, you would. So,
you tell me like someone deep fries a little stick of butter, you're just biting into that sucker?
Mmm. So I guess.
I think my cholesterol just went up.
Yeah. Yeah. Osmosis through mine. Potts will call back in a second. I got a note from him. He said, give me a sec.
Yep.
So, anyway, I get this breakfast for Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Show up. Of course. Fully catered breakfast. Breakfast burritos for all. Damn it.
Damn it.
Mullen up. So I ate both of my bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits.
And a breakfast burrito.
No. I didn't eat the breakfast burrito, too. But I ate both of those bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you guys, but if you had two McDonald's breakfasts lately, that sits not light.
No.
That sits very heavy.
No. McDonald's always sits heavy, my friend. We call it belly bombers back in my house. Like it's like a double cheeseburger is called a belly bomber.
Oh, yeah.
House.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's meant to like destroy
bomb your, the belly. It's absolutely
to,
right.
Yeah. Your belly's empty. There's nothing down there and you just nuke it with McDonald's.
Potts, what other foods are belly bombers where you know after eating it, I had two bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits from McDonald's for breakfast because I got one from my friend and he had already eaten, so I ate both. And now, by the third hole, I'm looking for the bathroom.
I mean, any pasta, I feel like I'll always kind of, I mean, I don't even eat it anymore, but I'll always overeat and then it just hits your stomach and you can't move.
Oh, yeah. Potts, do you have the ability, can you just turn your volume on your microphone up just a hair?
I'm hearing him okay.
Yeah, I know, but I want him more in the yellow, and I can't push him on my board.
Yeah, there we go. Is that better?
Better.
I think
thank
that's
you.
How I do it.
Beautiful. Thank you. So anyway, so yes, two McDonald's breakfasts, a big bowl of pasta. How about a pizza? Pizza Hut pizza does it to me.
Any pizzas.
Social media lounge, what is your version of a belly bomber? What really will crush you that you know you need to be somewhere near a porcelain throne within about 30 minutes after crushing this?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
How often are you eating a Pizza Hut pizza?
Not. Maybe once every... How often do we have pizza over here? Once every 3 months?
I hate Pizza Hut pizza.
When? No, you don't do it always. Often. We don't get pizza often here.
No, but
though.
We don't get pizza often
here. No, we really don't. We do a very good job of that.
We actually just found a place near us that's like a kind of, you know, artisan pizzas.
Belly Bomber! That thing crushed me!
Oh, it did?
30 minutes later, I was sprinting to the toilet.
Yeah, well, maybe whatever you put on there, some basil or something, like three in.
Dude, I went with the classic. It was just a regular pizza. Anyway, moving forward.
Oh, you went with the classic. I got the funny one with like the hot sauce and the spicy chicken. And
hurts going out. Feels good coming in.
Yeah, it was fine going
hurts
out.
Hurts going out.
Taco Bell from the Social Media Lounge.
Very good, Social Media Lounge. What do you get? What do you get? Social Media Lounge from the Taco Bell. What do you get? I'm getting the chicken chalupa. That one usually puts me down. I usually get the Baja
I've stopped
drink.
Eating Taco Bell.
The green drink, good. Baja Blast. What, Potts?
He's not eating Taco Bell.
Stopped eating it. I stopped eating the Taco Bell. It was too... It's too... Quesadillas aren't good. Like, the tacos really aren't good. The meat's not good. Just...
Nothing about Taco
nothing
Bell
about
is good
Taco
for you.
Bell
I mean,
is good. Period.
The one thing I
doesn't
used
even
to
taste
love
good.
It's the Mexican pizza. I don't know if they still make that, but I used to love that. I would crush those.
I think they do still make those.
Gross.
So good.
So one funny thing that happened. Did they come back with what they order?
Beef gordita crunch.
Oh, that gordita. Is definitely a belly bomber. Yeah. Oh, God.
That's a belly nuke.
Good.
That's a belly nuke.
So, sticking to this theme, because I made it four holes on the golf course. I had to leave the course. I had to leave. I had to leave, man. I'm telling you, I'm not right. I started feeling fevery. I had this stomach ache. And I was like, buddy, I am sorry to do this to you. I cannot relapse.
When was
right
the last
now.
Time you had blood work done?
Not long ago. You worry about me?
Dude, it's all it is. You're giving a perfect example of why shitty diets are not good.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
all
that's,
it is
that's
diet.
Also
I
true.
Mean, it's not some like medical mystery, you know?
You want to hear
you
something?
Eat dog shit? You feel like dog shit.
We just changed simple. Our menu at Tavern. You want to hear something that Looch definitely wouldn't eat that's on the menu?
Yes, please.
Chicken, fried chicken livers.
Ew. No, thank you.
Chicken liver is really good for you. I don't eat them, but they're really good.
Apparently, they're really good for you, but we also at Tavern deep fry them, so
yeah,
they become not good for you.
No.
So moving forward in this same theme here, I was at a very interesting wedding on Saturday night, and we want to get to, we've got a couple fun things that we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Including the mindset of the guy who just yelled at me for having too much fun. I want to do that. However, I'm at a wedding. It's a tent for the reception. There are no walls. It's just the tent, right? I'm set up, imagine a square. I am set up on the corner, right? So that's me over here. I'm at the corner. Oh boy, there. That's hard to do on the screen. Boom, boom. I'm right there. Okay. So if that's the case, that's cool. I've got a 6-foot table, but the distance between me and Belly, can you show them on T? This is the distance between Belly and I right now. There's another table set up with a cigar bar. Now, that's a really cool idea.
We did a cigar bar at my sister's wedding.
That can't be cheap.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, how much is a cigar in
the
cigar
bar? My dad was super
bar.
Pissed because the cigars he ordered never showed up. They were straight stolen by whatever, the UPS driver, whoever. Somewhere along the delivery route, the cigars for my sister's wedding were stolen, okay. And my dad went out the day of the wedding and bought like.
I mean, how much is
four
a cigar?
Humidors of cigars.
Does anybody in the Social Media Lounge know? Like, how much would you expect for a
I
decent
mean,
cigar?
I mean, that varies greatly on the quality, obviously.
That's
but,
what I'm
I
saying.
Mean,
you're not getting Philly blunts, but I mean, like, you would
White
imagine
House.
White Owls. White Owls. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But has anyone ever smoked a White Owl just to smoke a White Owl?
Not with tobacco in it.
That's
I can
what
tell
I was
you that much. Yeah,
I was making that clear.
Did anybody ever buy Swisher Sweets for the yep. tobacco?
Yeah, I used to smoke Swisher Sweets because they were just like sweet. I mean, I didn't inhale, yeah. but yeah.
God, Black and Milds?
Oh, I've definitely one. Smoked me some Black and Milds. Definitely. But it's
but, I mean,
cigar
I
bars are really cool. I mean, I'm sure it costs a lot of money.
I'm guessing $10 a cigar in the humidor that he had. He had a yeah. nice humidor sitting out there. You're not putting a little $2.
Well, when you buy in bulk, you save too.
That's probably true.
And you buy like a whole box of cigars, like it's like you saved 75% of, or like not 75, you saved 25% of the price.
But can we see where this is? Okay, so let me just put it out there. Let me take you through the buffet before the cigar bar. This is what happens, and this screwed me up. First of all, fucking amateur hour on my part. You get to the buffet, I got a song playing, and I always freak out whenever there's music playing and I'm not at my desk. Like, I need to be over there, folks, you know, just in case something happens. So I go to the buffet, and as I'm getting...
Dutch Master from the social media.
Dutch Master. And I love our audience. As I get to the buffet, you pick up a plate and then you start getting to the sterno things. The thing, each, you know, sterno thing has a different food in it. You've all been to a buffet. Well, the first one that I see is mac and cheese.
And you load up.
100% I load up.
He loads up.
Oh, Potts, you're going to hate my plate right now.
It is 85% mac and cheese already, guaranteed.
What happens when we talk to Potts about food, especially bad food?
He's like, you non-keto loving fucks.
I bet you a lot of curse words. Spoiler alert, curse words are coming. Here we go. Now.
It does. I'm already infuriated. I'm not going to lie. And first off, it's not called a sterno thing. It's called a chafing dish.
Chafing
you should know
dish.
That. You do weddings every weekend.
I'm not the caterer.
Yeah. Well.
He's talking, the sterno is the fire that's
yeah,
underneath.
Yeah, the fire thing.
Right. But it's not called the sterno thing. You're walking up to the chafing dish.
Oh. Yes.
All right. So I'm chafing my ass up by the dish. And I've got the first thing that shows up is mac and cheese. And it's not like Annie's mac and cheese. It's penne pasta with like a thick cheese sauce on it. It's good. It's good.
I mean, it sounds fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm sure it was delicious.
But let me just point this out. You don't know what's coming next. You take a big spoonful of that.
I'm sorry. You don't like, I.
You don't portion the first portion when it's mac and cheese.
No, here's my problem. You don't like survey
no,
the land
I don't
before
have time.
You mark your territory.
Oh, yeah. See, I'll take a lap for sure before, so I know you because yeah. you can pre-portion.
Exactly, Potts. Who else? At Social Media Lunch. Tell me you guys take laps at this at buffets where you got to see what's to offer before you know what you're putting on the plate. That way you can kind of like map it out.
It's like his first fucking wedding. I mean, you get food at almost every wedding that you go to.
I will preface this, like I already prefaced this, by saying complete amateur hour on my part. I know that.
That's true. You did say
that. I did say that, but you guys got to realize I am in chaos mode when it comes to me at the buffet because what happens every time.
You're worried about the song.
I'm worried about the song, first of all. And second of all, here's what happens every time. They go, yeah, let everybody go through and then the vendors can go afterwards. And I go, cool, that doesn't work for me. Because as soon as everybody goes through, now we have to start the toasts. And I have to run those. So do you really want me in the background sitting at my table of all the pictures of the toasters crushing food?
What he's saying, folks, is...
Listen to them. I've done this before. Listen to me.
Let him get food first.
Just let me get food up with
before
the
guests. Before the bride, before the groom, before anyone.
Yeah, before the parents of the bride. You bet. No, I'm just kidding.
Why do you need to eat? You've only been at the wedding for what,
10
hours at this point?
It's a 10-hour, no, every vendor puts that in their contract, food at the wedding. You get dinner. That's part of the deal. Every vendor gets food. However,
okay.
Most of the time, they ask you to go after all the guests have gone, and no caterer ever remembers to put silverware at the DJ booth. They never remember to do that. So I'm always, you know, having to go find somebody. Hey, can you find me a roll of silverware? And then I got to run in the line. And then I got to go get it. And then I got to get back and shove it in within 3 minutes before the toast start. That's usually a typical wedding. So I don't really have time to run around. Oh, and by the way, while everybody's getting the food, I have to stay at my booth and call out the stupid table numbers. Table one, it's your turn at the buffet. Table one. Table 15's over there going, oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, table 15.
They hate
those.
It.
Those old friends from college that were invited to the wedding, but you didn't really talk to before the day.
You're not eating for a while.
You're last.
You're last, and everybody knows it. Because then when I go, after table one, they're like, well, maybe that's just the bride and groom. And then I go, table two, it's your turn at the buffet. And everybody goes, ugh. Because they know it. They got to wait another half an hour. I always tell all my brides and grooms, do not have the DJ announce the tables. That's the caterer's fault. Have the caterer go over and just tap a table when it's their turn. Do not publicly announce to table 15, you guys have 45 minutes to go. You're continuously reminding the later tables, we don't care as much about you. You're not going to eat for a while.
There's a delay.
There's not going to be any mac and cheese left by the time you assholes.
No, DJ already got through it.
Nope, there is no mac and cheese left. Sorry.
All right, let's do this. Quick break, and then when we get back, I'll finish this, and I want to get to the EUC rider. We've got a lot to do today, and we are firing it up. So let's get a quick break in here, if we can, please. Where is my tunes? I've got no tunes.
They're there. I hear them.
Oh, there they are. All right, very good. So we'll take a quick break, and Potts is already gone. Look at that. We'll be back after this. It is Looch Dog in the Morning.
At TTR Studios.